This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient's first name is Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Last name is Gooley, G-O-O-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 1/11/1946. Date of evaluation is 11/18/2022. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 76 years old married male who was admitted here on 11/14/2022 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Patient has a history of ischemic CVA with the resultant left upper extremity weakness and left lower extremity weakness. He has a bilateral carotid stenosis with prior right ICA thrombosis, status post right ICA stent, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Patient had complications from recent left ICA revascularization. And reports that he also had a bleeding ulcer. Patient acknowledged feeling down. He had a second stroke and expressed helplessness over physical limitations and inability to do the things he could do before. He was admitted here on sertraline 25 milligram 2 tablets once a day. Patient reports that his sleep and appetite is adequate. He denied any feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. He talked about wanting to go home. No history of hypomanic or manic symptoms. No history of paranoia or delusional thinking. Next paragraph. Patient reports that he worked as a project manager for Ferndale Electric Company. Reports that his wife worked for State of Michigan. Patient has 3 children. Reports that one son is a landscape architect. One daughter is a child therapist, and another daughter is a traveling nurse. Patient reports that his second stroke was on Christmas Day 2021. Next paragraph, review of systems. General non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, left upper and lower extremity weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior to psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior to substance abuse denied, prior to suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph. Social history, current relationship, married, number of children, 3, current occupation, retired, project manager at Ferndale Electric Company. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic, text, tribute, collateral, form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart, family history denied, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Current medications, MAR reviewed, sertraline, 50 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 125 over 69, pulse 97, pulse 109, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, present motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech. Clear mood, mildly dysphoric, affect broad thought processes intact, association normal, thought content normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented time 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, attention, concentration, fair funnel knowledge, fair judgments, and fair sleep and appetite, fair under assessment and plans, mood. Disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive features, F06.31, plans continue, sertraline as prescribed. Number 2, cerebral infarction unspecified, 163.9. Next paragraph. Disposition, support provided. Continue to monitor effects from Zoloft. Patient reports that it does help with his mood. Staff needs to continue to encourage participation in physical, occupational, speech therapy as indicated. Will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative common side effects of SSRI. Risk-benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention, outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.